You're listening to Potential Cast Season 3, Episode 15, Consequences. As detectives investigate the death of Deputy Mayor Fitch, Faith's continued denial any wrongdoing convinces Angel he must help her see the error of her ways. Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Robin.
Hey, Robin, you're back.
Robin!
Yay!
Welcome back.
Hi, Robin.
Just been waiting here for a week.
So, consequences. More faith.
Oh, yay.
I wonder what I thought of this episode.
I don't think I've ever been more irritated at a Buffy episode.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Irritated for a number of reasons. Not just because of Faith.
Let's get to some of our listener feedback, and then discuss it. Missy writes to us, consequences. And this episode marks...
She probably jumped out of her chair just then.
Missy! Or shall I call you Simone? I know you. Okay, consequences. And this episode marked my declining feelings for Miss Buffy Summers. Why? Because Buffy lets Faith take the brunt of the blame, and that doesn't sit well with me.
What? Sorry, what, Missy?
I'm of the mind that both girls are responsible, but who does the Watchers Council try to rehabilitate? Just Faith. And Buffy's pretty much okay with that. I don't dismiss Buffy's shame or self-blame. I just can't get on board with the whole Faith is the only one responsible. Mr. Trick gets stakes. Kind of sad to see him go. One of my favorite sequences in this episode... It starts with Willow breaking down after learning that Xander and Faith did it in the Zeppo and ends with Xander coming to Faith's defense. Not only is it filmed beautifully, but the song Wish We Never Met by Kathleen Williot seals the deal for me. I may love Faith, but even I can tell she's lost most of her sanity trying to kill Xander is not cool. I beg to differ, Missy. When Faith came to Sunnydale, she was pretty much hanging by a thread. Her declining mental health, since is all to do how the Scoobies treat her. Faith strangles Xander nearly to death, thank God for Angel and his shovel.
Apparently, Xander, baseball bat.
Apparently Xander forgot the pesky safe word. Silly Xander. The episode ends on Faith taking the dearly departed Mr. Trick's spot as the mayor's right hand. Though it might not look like it now, it's the start of a beautiful relationship. I've sent both because I believe they will be recorded the same night, and I'm lazy, from Missy. Missy, you are correct. You are lazy! No, I'm kidding. We did record these in the same night. Sorry to pull back the curtain, everybody.
Okay, time out.
The point
where Buffy says, what she thinks that Buffy is letting Faith take the brunt of the blame.
Yeesh.
Didn't Buffy want to tell somebody right away, and then... Faith basically said, you tell someone I'll break your kneecaps? Come on.
Yeah. And along the same lines, I had kind of a problem with what she said about how Buffy was totally okay with the Watchers taking Faith away. I think she was the only one that wanted to go rescue her.
Yes.
Because it was only Willow that wanted her locked up.
Yes.
I think Faith is entirely to blame. Buffy did try to stop her. We saw in Bad Girls how Buffy repeatedly... kept trying to get Faith to go at her pace, and Faith is one of these jump in head first and don't test the waters type person.
My way or the highway.
My way or the highway. I don't need to listen to you because I'm awesome and I'm all that in a bag of chips.
That's
what the young people are still saying. And I don't think Buffy bears any responsibility whatsoever. It's not like Buffy went back and hid the body. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that's like those are the actions of a killer. Those are the actions of a killer who does,
of a sociopath.
You know, of a sociopath. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, obviously she's a murderer and she covered up her murder, but you also have to think of the countless times all the demons and disgusting monsters that did not disintegrate into dust that she had to get rid of, along with Buffy, that you don't quite see on camera. I think this was also something that she knew how to do quite easily. Mm-hmm. And just kind of reverted to that.
Yeah.
Not saying what she did was right. I'm just saying that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah, I don't think Buffy has any responsibility to share with this murder. You know, whether it be in the second degree or not.
Yeah. The thing that bothered me even more about the episode, not Faith, but actually what Giles said. Giles was talking to Buffy about what's going to happen to Faith, you know, if she goes to the council and all that stuff. But he said something that to Buffy, he's like, oh, well, you know, accidents happen. And it, mm-hmm. it was more so, I think, to ease Buffy's guilt mm-hmm. about knowing what was happening. And that got me so angry. I'm like, the council has to investigate it. Yeah. But killing someone, an innocent person, is so far wrong. And that Giles would say, well, you know, accidents happen, just to ease Buffy's guilt. To me, that was so disturbing.
I'm not so sure that he said it just to ease her guilt. I think he honestly believes that accidents happen.
Oh, exactly.
Well, and I think it's that Giles is there for Buffy to help her out. And that's what a watcher does, is he's there in case of emergencies and the accidents do happen.
Yeah. But Buffy not telling was her the worst thing that she could have done.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Just it felt like it was not just to comfort her, but to make her feel better. And she'd be like, okay, thanks, Giles. Okay, I'm good now. I can go slay some more with a clean conscience.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
That's what it felt like to me. And
in the end, she was not the one that shoved the stake to the deputy mayor. I mean, so it's a lot easier to...
I mean, she was as much of a bystander. In fact, she tried to stop it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, no, Faith, and Faith didn't listen. I think Shelley Roth wrote to us. Mm-hmm. Shelley writes, by the way, Shelley, thank you for the large, giant text.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Hello, Gax and guesty person.
Hi.
Did I mention that I love season 3? What a great title. In Buffy, there are always consequences, sometimes immediate, but frequently taking a long time to develop. This is a very well-constructed and complex episode. I'm curious to find out if you guys were fooled by Giles believing Faith's confession. We can see Faith slipping closer and closer into the dark side.
No!
So that the shock at the end comes as a surprise, but is really believable. I hope by now you can now see why so many of us like the character of Faith so much. I also love Willow's reaction to finding out about Xander sleeping with Faith. Such a powerful episode, and some fun, too. Evenly mixed with all the drama. Anyone in for some shredding fun? Love you guys, and really can't wait until the next episode, Shelley. Thank you, Shelley.
Yeah, when Buffy went to Giles, and it looked like Giles had believed Faith's version of the story.
Yeah, I was not happy.
His face was very stern with Buffy, but there was something in his eyes that said, just get in here. Just get it. You know, that was just such a great look on Anthony Stewart Head's face.
I was completely duped.
Me too.
I'm sure I was the first time.
Yeah.
Heidi writes... Who wants to read Heidi's email?
Hi, Gax. The downfall of Faith. I feel bad for her because she really has some major trust issues. I love that Giles knows she's lying and believes Buffy. It annoys me on shows when characters don't trust those they love when they should know better. So yay, Giles. Willow cries, sad emoticon. It is a nice moment when she gets that Xander and Faith slept together before the others. Where will Faith go from here? Watch and see. Heidi.
And Rachel wrote us an email about Bad Girls and Consequences. We figured we'd wait till this week to read it because we didn't want to necessarily try to break it up. Dear Gax and very special guest.
That's you, Robin.
First, thank you for the podcast and all the hard work you put into it. Listening to Gags helps me remember my first impressions of watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer and identifying with it. Scary, I know. Second, thank you for the shout-out last week, even though my silly post had nothing to do with feedback or analysis, which I always write too late. I must force myself to email in advance with the episode title in the subject line. In fact, I actually want to address a few points and questions raised about the Zeppo in the last podcast, but I'll post that on Facebook. So, on to Bad Girls and Consequences. Yes. Although these are not my favorite Season 3 episodes, they do serve as the turning point for Season 3, and in keeping with the previous episodes, I'm cramming in as many scenes, reveals, and themes as possible into these two episodes, including a thus far rarely explored theme: what does it mean to be the Slayer? And it feels a bit rushed. Faith was introduced in the third episode, and although we've certainly been given hints here and there about her traumatic past and damaged psyche, she hasn't been in that many episodes, and her sudden downward spiral, peaking with the shocking attempted strangulation of Xander over these two episodes, seems rushed and underwritten. Buffy tries to help in her own way, but it may have been more helpful if she had shared her traumatic Ted experience, or if she would have refrained from declarations like, "Faith, you killed a man," or "being a slayer is not the same as being a killer." I do not doubt that Buffy meant well, because she genuinely does want to help Faith, but from Faith's point of view, Buffy probably just seemed judgmental and self-righteous. And although Angel actually did seem to make some progress with Faith, I thought that he was projecting a lot of his Angelus guilt in using polarizing words like evil. The one person who probably was best qualified to help Faith was Giles, who Faith actually respects, and who is wise and kind and can draw upon his Ripper past to help Faith relate to him. Now, I am certainly not suggesting that the Scoobies are to blame for Faith's descent, because Buffy the Vampire Slayer is all about choices and consequences. However, I do think that Wesley's actions were certainly damaging. And then there are all the self-fulfilling labels that get tossed about. One thing that always bothered me was how everyone keeps telling Faith that she murdered the deputy mayor. Murder is the unlawful killing of another human being with malice aforethought. Yes, Faith was responsible for Alan's death, but it was clearly an accident. It would probably be considered involuntary manslaughter.
S.O.D.
I'm making a major generalization of our legal system and ignoring the myriad intricacies, because my point is more psychological and philosophical than legal. Labels are dangerous, especially when lobbing them at individuals who are emotionally scarred, alienated, unstable, and, well, super-powered beings with violent tendencies. I think that last point's very important.
Faith has been treading
a dangerous path for a while now, and as I've argued before, I find her to be a tragic and complex character whose vulnerability, self-loathing, and I believe possibly PTSD allow her to be easily manipulated. She is so lost, and I appreciate seeing her moments of conscience. Example, her obvious distress at the time of the accident, and then her return to the scene of the crime with the various ambiguous emotions rolling across her face as she stares at poor Alan. The Lady Macbeth nod, with her furiously trying to scrub the blood out of her shirt. Her sorrowful look at Alan's photo on his desk, and her saving Buffy's life by dusting Mr. Trick. Some fans may argue that the only reason that she killed Mr. Trick was because she saw an opportunity to replace him at the mayor's side. But I don't believe for a second that she would have let Buffy die. Also, she hesitated for a mere few seconds, and, well, let's be honest, I doubt that Faith is capable of coming up with a brilliant plan like that so quickly. Even an incredibly simple plan. In fact, Bad Girls made it a point to emphasize that Buffy is the thinker, and Faith is the reckless actor and most definitely not a strategist. But Faith is also a self-preservationist, and if the White Hats won't have her, in her view, well, then maybe the Black Hats will provide her with the acceptance, appreciation, and trust that she has always craved. I really want to believe that she's going to be a double agent and prove her goodness to the Scoobies. This is my thought as well, by the way. Of course, I know the answer, but I'm not telling. P.S. On a purely superficial note, it's my theory that Buffy's pastel girly girl wardrobe this season served to emphasize the contrast between her good slayer lightness and the dark part of Buffy that Faith personifies. Although she quickly retreats from the path of Faith's temptation in Bad Girls, we know that Whedonverse characters never change overnight, no matter how powerful the epiphany may be. See the Zeppo. So my sincere hope is that we won't be seeing much more matching lavender outfits and Jackie O coats. Please. Thank you, Rachel.
I totally agree.
Thank
you. For the email.
Last point.
That was a good story.
Gabby, did you notice the callback of the overalls of shame?
I was going to mention that. Willow has overalls of shame.
She does, and she wears them a lot in the episode.
Are we actually talking about this? Because I have something to say about this.
They're like a warm blanket.
Well, let's start our points. So, what was it with Buffy's dream at the beginning?
I loved it.
Was that Buffy dreaming that Faith... Was that a premonition that Faith was going to put her under?
Throw her under the bus? Yeah.
I think so.
Hmm.
I think, you know... It's A, her fear of drowning came back a bit in the last episode, and B, like, you know, this murder is pulling her under.
And manslaughter.
And manslaughter. And Faith, who might have, you would hope she'd help her out of that situation, is pushing her back into it, under it, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what I got out of it.
Maybe wearing Ellie McBeal jammies gave her the nightmare.
Maybe. I hated that fashion, show so much.
The fashion talk of this podcast that baffles me.
Hated that show.
We haven't started talking about overalls of shame yet.
Oh boy, it's coming. Wesley and Cordy sitting in a tree. J-A-I-L-B-A-I-T.
I loved it.
It was awesome. And excuse me, I am not usually this shallow, so please forgive me in advance. But am I the only one that thought that Cordy's boobs looked extra big in that sweater?
They've been looking extra big this season.
I guess. But seeing them look extra big in the sweater reminded me of how much I like to watch Newhart.
I don't know where that reference came from.
Well, you know.
Did Joanna have a big rack or something?
She just wore sweaters all the time.
Fuzzy sweater.
It's funny that, you know, Faith calls her jailbait, but isn't Cordy, like, right around, you know, the same age as Buffy? And Buffy just turned 18, so...
But still. Still.
Yeah, I guess it's not good to be... Yeah.
But Wesley's got to be in his 20s, right?
What?
Yeah, let's narrow down Wesley's age. It's funny to think of Wesley being in his 20s, but maybe he is.
I don't know.
I always kind of figured him.
No, there's no way that 30s. Guy's in his 20s.
Really?
No, he might be 32, 33, but he's not in his 20s. Okay. They're going to send some kid in his 20s to replace a watcher who has a problematic slayer?
I don't know.
That puts a lot of faith in this council.
It could have been a test.
I'm sick of these tests.
He's at the top of his class because he's such a goody-goody, and they thought that he could do it.
Yeah.
Oh, like he's Duggar Hauser watcher?
Yeah.
Like
Doogie Howser Watcher.
Doogie Howser Watcher?
He could have gone to, like, the Watcher version of the Citadel so that he could skip ahead and go right into being.
Maybe.
No. I don't know.
The Shredder is not lifting the mayor's spirits.
Poor mayor. No. Poor mayor. I really felt bad for him. He didn't have a chance to scold.
Maybe he would have felt better if it was a cross-cut Shredder.
Ah, those are the only ones worth their...
They weren't invented yet. Really.
They weren't?
I don't know.
They found splinters in the deputy mayor's wound.
How did Mr. Trick get that autopsy?
He broke in.
S.O.D.
He went to the sewers. To the fact that this is probably, as far as I can recall, this is the first time I've ever seen Giles actually check out a book. Like, he's got the rubber stamp and everything going on.
It's just a decoy.
What, when Cordelia says, book me?
I
He had that scanner, like the, remember the pen scanner once? Mm-hmm. I remember that.
I remember those.
Now he's got the stamp. He's going back in technology.
Yes.
Well, it, actually, in his office, the calendar says April 1997. Where it's actually right. This episode aired in February 1999.
Really?
Really?
Wow. Oh my god!
So did you get that off of Wikipedia?
No, I got it from the same place you got it, Steph.
Willow is wearing overalls of shame.
Willow.
Can I just say, I love Willow in overalls. She looks so adorable.
Oh,
I prefer Willow out of the overalls. No, I'm not a
I think Willow's the only one that is it's acceptable on.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Too bad she didn't also have a wool hat at the same time.
I mean, just with the attitude alone.
What? Like, sorry, what? Say that again?
You can Oz did pull off the overalls?
Oz? No.
I'm saying Oz could pull off Willow's overalls. I'm saying pull off wearing them.
No, boys can't wear overalls.
The only way he can pull it off is that if he wore them with the straps hanging down, that's the only way. If they weren't just over his shoulders. Like,
or if he were painting something.
if he was shoveling manure.
I think just being Oz, he can just kind of wear whatever he wants and it doesn't matter, it's cool.
But only when he has red hair, not the black.
Oh, okay, okay.
Did I tell you the story of the guy that I was absolutely in love with in university, and then he came to school one day in overalls and like, it's over.
That's funny.
We're so ugly.
Oh, Cordy, you so bad.
I hope that there's more flirting between Cordelia and Wesley.
Stuff.
Can I just say, why is Amy still a rat?
Because they can't figure out how to change her back. Yeah.
But they
how long
changed
did it take
Buffy
to make
back.
The protection spell.
Yeah.
They changed Buffy
got
back.
A lot of work to do.
But did,
like Giles did can't help out with this? Like, what's going on?
Didn't Amy change Buffy back?
I don't remember how it went exactly.
I don't remember.
But Giles should be helping out with this. This should be a priority. Willow's treating
really
it like a little
concerned.
Spare time project.
She doesn't have a mother. Her mother's in a trophy.
This is true.
And then clearly Michael the Wicked guy sucks.
The Warlock? Michael the Warlock? Yeah. Angel, lurking investigator. Ooh, who's that walking into a shaft of light? Oh, it's that Angel guy. He's probably investigating something.
It's all setting everything up. It's hopefully it's making you guys like him a little bit more.
How on earth did he put two and two together that the blood on Buffy's hand was the same blood that was still there a day and a half later?
Well, because they were in the same vicinity.
In the rain.
Vampires have a good scent.
Yeah.
And blood.
That's what I wrote afterwards. Angel.
This is what I was thinking. He saw the blood and he couldn't figure out where it came from. And so all this time he's trying to figure out why she was acting so sketchy and had blood on her.
Yeah.
And it just all came together.
Yeah.
We have a recurring character that comes back here that doesn't exactly remember things. Detective Stein.
The cop of the world's worst mustache?
Yes. He did the murder investigation on Ted and Kendra and didn't bother to bring it up to Buffy.
Is it the same character?
It is the same guy.
Wow.
Can I just backtrack a bit and talk about Slayer exceptionalism?
Okay.
Faith believes that Slayers are above the law.
Mm-hmm.
That's BS.
Yes.
Why?
Because just because you can doesn't mean you should. Mm-hmm. Just because you have the ability to doesn't mean it's okay when you do.
Exactly.
And if even if you are a line of defense, whether it's the first line of defense or the last resort, or you're better equipped to fight evil than the local cops, it doesn't mean that you're somehow untouchable.
But nobody taught Faith this. She had a terrible mother, and who knows how long she had a watcher. She didn't have a watcher to mold her.
But Buffy has a terrible mother, and she's not.
I agree.
Leave Joyce alone!
No. Well, you know why I'm not going to leave Joyce alone? Because she's a fictional character, and I can poop on her as much as I want.
I see what you mean. But even in other ways, like if you have, quote-unquote, a license to kill, like if it, you know, a doctor, police officer, or whatever, I'm sure they feel remorse when someone dies. They're not just like, okay, I'm immune to this. I have, you know, immunity. I'm good.
Diplomatic immunity!
Yes. But that's where Angel comes in.
Diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, Angel did. Put her in her place.
Angel, yeah, he recognizes this, and he realizes that he's got to step in and help her.
But I guess she won't realize that until she gets her soul back.
They had infomercials in 98?
Yeah.
I don't remember them.
They had infomercials.
I guess it was all Ron Popeil all the time.
Yeah.
Were they watching the GLH-9 infomercial? Guys, spraying fake hair
on the bald spots.
Oh, GLH. Or was it the food dehydrator one?
Set it and forget it.
Faith frames Buffy.
Ugh, that got me so mad.
Actually, I wrote, "Poor cupcake, motherfucker." I was very upset by this.
Bitch, annoying, smartass, gank, liar, idiot, evil, man-eater, I want to punch her in the face. That's what I wrote about Faith in this episode.
For those of you who remember last week when I talked about how awful I thought Faith was and the acting and the delivery, I thought this was much better.
Yeah.
I totally bought what Faith was selling in this one, the self-serving, self-preservation, throwing Buffy under the bus, that totally worked for me. And I thought that Eliza did a much better job this week than last. And I really didn't mind at all what she was doing in the episode.
You made up for all that hate mail in those few sentences, sir. Good job.
I guess.
What did you think? What did you guys think of the whole the rape scene? The attempted rape / attempted murder scene.
It was so disturbing. Ugh.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, because Xander thought that he and Faith had a connection.
The way she laughed in his face, though, I thought was awesome. Mm-hmm. Xander.
It's weird, because the past two episodes, we know that Faith's supposed to be this badass, right? But I didn't buy her being a badass when that scene with Xander. I think she did care for him, but she doesn't want to admit it. And that's why she said what she said. I don't know.
I'm choking you because I care for you?
No. Before
you made me do this?
No, I don't know. I can't decide what Faith is doing. She just frustrates me to no end.
Well, she serves as good batting practice.
Yeah, for Angel.
Angel being from Ireland, it really should have been a cricket bat.
Can I say that the scene with Angel and Faith is the one that sticks out? Like, when I think of this episode, I think of that whole scene, and that's what makes it, you know, very memorable for me. Just because that whole conversation, you know, I don't know if you buy it or not, but I was drawn right into the whole comparison between, like, he's saying that they're a lot alike, you know?
Yeah. Don't go down the path that I took.
Yeah. I guess nobody else. What? Thanks, Steph.
That wasn't. I think that was one of my least favorite parts of the episode, actually.
Really?
Because I don't know. There's something about Angel talking to someone about morality that I just don't buy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was like, what? Why was? I don't know.
He's like an AA sponsor. That's what I see it as. You know, he's succumbed to evil. You know, obviously it's a little different because he loses his soul and that therefore becomes evil. But you know, obviously there's always that itch to feast on human blood. He's a vampire, and she, you know, sees the easy way out by taking up violence and trying to lose all her morality.
Yeah.
And he sees that in her. So I see it almost like a Alcoholics Anonymous kind of relationship.
I just couldn't get past the irony that, you know, just recently, you know, there she was dominating and trying to kill Xander, and then here she is being, you know, all chained up by being restrained by Angel. I'm like,
Steph like that.
She probably like both ways.
Yes. She does like torture stuff.
I do. I'm all for it.
Can I say I've been to the mansion before. I've actually been to that mansion when I was out in L.A.
Not last year.
It was actually a L.A. trip I took years ago. I went to the mansion, and that mansion is actually been in. It's definitely been in House on Haunted Hill, and recently I rewatched Karate Kid 3, and it's the evil guys. The evil guy in Karate Kid 3. It's his place too.
Isn't it for sale? Wasn't it for sale recently?
I don't know. But they had the whole. I walked in the gates and there it was. You know, I'm like, wow. And
but now also, the interior is not. The interior was up on a soundstage.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
But you know that thing, the exterior of it. You know, it sticks out in many movies that it's been in. I also saw Buffy's house too.
Buffy's house.
I took a picture of that. I gotta dig those old photos.
I grew
out.
Up in an apartment. I don't have sentiment for homes.
In hindsight.
All right.
Spend a lot of time at Buffy's house.
I suppose.
A lot of important things happen at Buffy's house.
Whose house?
A lot of emotional
upheaval.
Happens in the house.
Can I just say that I thought Giles explaining Slayer Internal Affairs Department stuff to Buffy was really funny.
And what's the code word? The watching guys.
Monkey.
Was he wearing pants?
Oh, Willow.
All right, Willow. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You guys crying over Xander? Really? That's my really.
Yeah, really?
Well, okay, just like...
I have a theory.
Me too.
She feels pathetic because she can't believe that Xander lost his virginity before she did.
And her boyfriend's a rock star.
I know. What's her problem? Give it up already.
She tried,
yeah.
She just won't take
orange
it.
Orange soda out and everything.
Fresca's a boner killer, no matter who you are.
Well, I have a theory.
Okay, let's hear it.
I don't think that she was just crying over Xander. I think she was crying over the whole entire situation, like she feels like she's losing her friends. And especially what's going on with Buffy and Faith. For instance, these are my points. At the beginning of the episode, that awkward scene that they have when she's wearing the overalls of shame, that conversation was like the kind of a conversation you have before you break up with somebody, like when you're at the end of a relationship. It was weird. And then when she's crying and she mentions that you know, she's going off in her special way to Buffy, and Buffy starts crying because we all know she's got other stuff going on in her head because she's Buffy, whatever. And then she says that she unleashes and she doesn't know her own strength. Is she saying that because she's trying to make Buffy feel better, or is she hinting that she, when no one else is seeing what's going on, that she's unleashed some stuff and she doesn't know her own strength for real? No. Again, she's messing around with that warlock guy who knows what they've been conjuring up by accident. And I
probably
think,
old Smith mixes.
Yeah. So between the between last episode and this one, I think it's the beginning of maybe not necessarily the end, but there's going to be some, I think there's going to be some complicated, not so great stuff between Buffy and Willow. And I don't think the Scoobies are all going to be BFFs forever. There we go. That's why I'm fired up.
I think they will.
I think you're on to something.
You don't want to say no.
When you see the next episode,
in like 10 minutes,
which is going to be awesome, and it's going to blow your mind, and you're going to love it. You're going to be like, oh yeah, that's sort of like what I was thinking.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So anyway.
Yep. Well, I think they'll be friends for a long time because who was the first person Buffy ran to when she got a chance to? Willow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Buffy and Willow, they've always been best friends and they will always be best friends, but their relationship will have ups and downs.
As all friendships do, things are complicated. But I just think that there's definitely some. I feel like there's a storm starting to brew underneath the surface.
I keep getting mixed up because I don't remember what I've said and what I haven't said. When we had the first little podcast before we started talking to you guys, Steph and Robin, it's like I'm trying to remember what I said and what I haven't said.
Oh, just feel free to repeat yourself.
Yeah,
that's what I did right away.
With the whole Buffy and Willow thing, yes, I do believe there's going to be a rift between them, but I don't think that they're going to never be friends forever. Like I was saying, I think that there's going to be either the way that this season ends or in another season, Buffy and Willow are going to butt heads on something on a way to resolve the season or resolve the issue, but they're going to be completely different. And they oppose each other's, like, core of beliefs, you know? And I think whichever side wins, in quotations, or whichever side succeeds, the other person will eventually come around and be like, okay, I see that the way that you wanted to go was the right way, and I'm still going to be your friend, you know? And they'll resolve their issue. But I think, like you said, there's going to be a rift, but I think that they will eventually come back and be BFFs.
Okay.
Yes.
Silence.
Billow.
I have here Wesley is a stupid head.
Hey, stop that. No, I'm just kidding.
No, Wesley is a stupid head. Oh, I'm gonna go rescue. I'm not gonna talk to anybody except the council, and I'm gonna go threaten Angel with a cross and then a net and then have guys poke him with long sticks while I free Faith so I can lock her up in my own shackles, and then I'm going to take her in some old reject from an 80s movie SWAT van and go over to the
airport. With my Irish buddy.
With my Irish buddy and go over to the airport. And of course I'm going to get foiled. He's a stupid head.
I think all that Wesley wants is a bit of respect. Some really bad Rodney Dangerfield thing. I think that he just wants respect because he probably had the idea of going there. I'm the watcher. They're going to respect me. I should tell them what to do. But they all just are like, whatever to him. And he wanted to do something that would everyone would be like, way to go, Wesley. You know, but it didn't happen.
Or just be like, wow, he really does have power.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just wondering where he got the keys from for the lock for her cuffs there.
SOD, man.
Okay.
Maybe he's also a locksmith.
I'm an expert locksmith.
Or maybe he's also a little bit jealous of the fact that Giles and Buffy really have this unbreakable relationship.
Oh, yeah.
He just... No matter what he says to Buffy, even though he walked in thinking he's going to have all this respect, he will never usurp Giles in Buffy's eyes. Never. Right.
Yeah. And he tries the best just to at least be like, pretend he's in control of the whole thing. Like, all right, I suggest you do this. And, you know, he sets the whole battle plan up and they're kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk a little bit more about why I hate Faith again?
Yeah.
So,
as long as we can talk about how much I love her.
Sure, no problem. The thing about Faith, I think it's just really, that's really frustrating, even though I know that it's a plot device and everything, is just that she's probably more afraid than anyone else. That's why she has this big front of, like, I'm a badass.
Mm-hmm.
Because facing her fears or facing things that make her uncomfortable is worse than ignoring them, you know, because she runs literally away from everything, even to the point where she would throw Buffy under the bus. Mm. And Buffy's the only person, I think, that really, that embraced her more than everyone else. And I just want her to grow up. You know, it's frustrating, you know, watching this, but that's the thing that bothers me the most, is that she puts up this front when she is so scared.
Yeah. Well, that what I get really frustrated about is the fact that, you know, Angel is really making some progress with her. And he probably would have helped her out a lot if Wesley didn't come in and botch it all up.
There we go. True. Wesley is a stupid head.
He is a stupid head.
Very true.
So yeah, Faith steps into the mayor's office. There, what do you guys think is going to happen?
Yeah, I'm really hoping it'll be a double cross. Sorry, go ahead, Kim.
No, I said I honestly didn't even see that happening. As soon as
it was at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Sorry.
As soon as I saw Mr. Trick die or get vaporized, I wrote down, uh-oh, now the mayor has no allies. And I crossed it out. I'm like, oh, wait. But I didn't even put two together because I think we had an email saying that people think that maybe she killed Mr. Trick so that she can get on the side of the mayor. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That connection didn't even come to my mind.
Yeah, but I don't think she thinks that far ahead.
But Illyrio, you say that you think that she's going to double cross the mayor.
I hope this is some kind of law, like some kind of con job. She's going to try and work him from the inside and double cross him.
I think if that does happen, it's not with her initial intent. It's because the mayor did something to cross her.
Hmm.
And I think it's just her reacting the way she always does, an eye for an eye, like Cordelia in a way, is just that she only looks out for the best interests of her at that time. She will go with whoever is winning, in quotes, at that time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't like her, but at the same time, I want her to help. I don't want her to be, like, I don't know.
I don't like her, but she's a very interesting character.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know why everyone loves her so much towards the end. She must obviously do something to redeem herself from my perspective right now.
You're overanalyzing now.
You're
going to spoil yourself with the potentiality of why people like characters, and then, think about that stuff.
That kind of bothers me sometimes when people read it and go, I love this really inconsequential person.
Well, it's like, okay, what? For people to tell us that, but if we then start trying to dissect it, it can get into choppy waters.
Yeah.
Who, Jonathan? Sorry.
This has happened. Okay. I'll keep that for myself.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, a little fun fact, not from Down Under, probably from Wikipedia. The first draft, which is written by Marty Noxon. The first draft, Faith actually kills Wesley.
What?
That would have been so much better.
Oh. And then they liked him enough to not have him killed.
Good. I like him.
No, he's a stupid head.
I think he's oddly attractive. I really like Wesley.
I can get that he's attractive, but he's stupid.
I just think he's eager and he's new at it and he's just making mistakes, but he's charming.
He's trying so hard.
He is.
We'll get him try.
Just give him a hug and some encouragement.
Does anybody else have any more points?
Nope.
No, nothing that's relevant.
So I think it's time to rate.
Robin?
I'm going to give it 9 out of 10 chained up hotties.
Oh, Lord.
Why 9 out of 10? Why not 10?
Because.
Okay. Well, I give it 10 out of 10 monkeys.
I give this episode a good 8 out of 10 safety words.
I found this episode really frustrating, but in a good way, because I know that we're getting to the goods. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give it, surprisingly, 9 out of 10 autoerotic asphyxiations.
But it wasn't auto.
I know. I thought about that as soon as I said it.
I know. I'm such a nerd. I'm sorry.
And it wasn't really,
it's not autoerotic asphyxiation. It's not. Because auto means that they would actually be doing it to himself. And he wasn't doing it to himself. Although metaphysically, you could argue that entering into Faith's motel apartment means that he is an auto himself. So maybe... Gabby? Gabby?
I was so riveted by this episode twice that I did not even do any bra watch. So I give it 9 out of 10 awkward leering watchers.
You didn't do bra watch? I did bra watch this time.
All right.
I really couldn't do it.
No, believe it or not, there were no actual bra straps.
Oh.
But there was a bra headband. You remember when bra headbands were all the rage?
Oh my God.
Buffy had one in her hair twice in this episode.
What thing? What color was it?
Black bra on blonde hair.
Okay, I'm sorry. What is a bra headband?
What?
It's I don't know what you're talking about either.
It's a headband made from
a bra strap.
Made by a manufacturer, or people make this at home?
Yeah, my manufacturer.
You might have.
I've never heard of this. Those didn't come to the South.
They stayed to the
neither did Danson.
But, you can adjust it so that it would fit your head properly, and then you can split it so that it looked like one headband or two headbands.
What was your head cup size?
It was one size fits all.
Oh, okay. Kim just doesn't want to tell us how big her head is.
That's right.
Cool. This is what we thought. And you can tell us what you thought. You can call us on the telephone, 270-40-BUFFY. Call it any time, because it doesn't actually reach us individually. It goes to a voicemail system. You could also reach us by email at
PotentialCast@gmail.com. And you can send MP3s there, too.
Yes, you can send MP3s or M4As. If you have an iPhone, you can use the voice recorder app and actually email us a voice recording directly from your phone.
What? That's so awesome.
And for reals? Fantastic. Yeah, for reals. For reals, for reals. It's great.
Also, so there's absolutely no excuse if you have an iPhone.
No excuse. No excuse whatsoever. Also, PotentialCast.com, where we release the show. Include show notes. You can subscribe through some links there. And you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/potentialcast. You can also join the Facebook group. Keep it spoiler free. And the more the merrier. We love all the discussion and things going up in the Facebook group. We're very happy. Just search for PotentialCast, all one word, in Facebook. And you will find us that way.
Yay!
I think it's time for quotes. And then we'll sign off.
All right. My quote is, check out Giles, the Next Generation.
Nice.
Great, Robin. I don't know. I don't need to say, oh, I got it before they slept together.
Oh.
God, that's sad.
It is sad. Good. I've been letting things fester. I want to be fester free.
Oh, yeah? Well, I hope evil takes MasterCard.
That was awful. That was so bad.
Horrible. Usually using the shredder gives me a lift. It's fun.
There we go. I also have a Mr. Trick. Oh, no. This is no good at all.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dust.
How come Mr. Trick gets to have a few last words when all the other vampires just get vaporized?
Because he's been with us for a while.
Yeah.
And he was a regular. And he's funny.
He was very funny.
That's why I think.
All right, guys, say my...
Yes.
You guys would appreciate this one. This is an angel quote. He's talking about faith. It's like talking to a wall, only you get more from a wall.
Indeed. Any more honorable mentions?
First word, jail. Second word, bait. She's so tough with her red-black lipstick and the way she exaggerates when she swings her hips when she walks. That's things I hate about Faith. And the way she says B instead of Buffy all the time.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I don't find it endearing.
What's a B? Come on,
she gets juiced.
Oh, God, so gross.
Oh, whoa. That's out, Robin.
Robin, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks.
Thank you, Robin.
I'll be back.
Thank you, Robin.
I'm going to wait out one episode and come back again.
That's very kind of you.
You know, this is just getting everybody warmed up to the fact that it'll be the five of us doing the Angel podcast. So if you don't like Robin now, tough. Where can we listen to you, Robin?
Funny enough, I got a tweet here from Doubles13 who says, is really digging movie snobbery with Robin and Steph a lot. Always nice to hear the North and the South getting along so well.
That's actually the part of the podcast I don't like. I wish there was more divide
between the two of you. Yeah, that's at moviesnobbery.com, mediajunkyard.com, FisherCast at fishercast.blogspot.com. That's the new Woo. 6 feet under. It's hopefully a sister show of a potential cast, if it will be accepted as one.
Sister show. Awesome.
Hells yeah.
What's the new trend in podcasting is veteran viewers and rookie viewers.
Yes.
A trend I attribute entirely to Steph Smith and her genius.
Yeah.
Oh, that I ripped off from some other place.
Oh, good. But we won't give them any credit. Thanks, Robin, again. And thanks to all of you. Next episode, we will be announcing the winner of the box set. Chosen Finally. One box set of DVD. Hey, I was working on it.
Were you guys going to announce that last season?
But this isn't season one. And we will be announcing that next episode, so stay tuned. And once again, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Hope you're still listening.
Oh. So mean.
By the way, my safe word is mashed potatoes. it's not. I just think that would be a funny safe word.
I was going to say TMI.
It's just, I don't need a safe word.
Potatoes! Potatoes!
Call back.
So when you guys make your notes, how do you guys do it? Do you just do point form notes of what happens or...
Things that come to mind, things I want to mention so I remember parts of the episode. Like, here I have Buffy dreams Faith drowns her, Wesley and Cordy sitting in a tree. Something I'm not going to mention because I want to keep it for later. Amy is still a rat.
Yes.
Angel, lurky investigator. Very happy to see more of the mayor. Faith believe in Slayer exceptionalism. It's that cop with the world's worst mustache. Faith frames Buffy. Poor cunt bitch. I was very upset. I was very upset. I also have a 3-step process of insulting Faith. Giles explains Slayer internal affairs department. I can't wait for Wesley to die. Xander lets the sex cat out of the bag. Willow crying is the saddest thing ever. Especially with sad music.
I thought of Gabby crying along with her.
I wasn't sad that Sandra had sex with Faith.
But you weren't sad that Willow was crying?
But you know, what's funny is I didn't put two and two together and figure out that she was crying because Xander had sex with Faith. I figured she was just bummed because of all the stuff going on. For some reason, I feel like she's still hung up on that whole Buffy Faith on the Faith situation.
I see.
That's funny.
Yeah. Fussy. I mean, she's losing her friends.
Mm. Yeah.
Here I have Faith was going to rape / kill Xander. Psycho.
That was too much.
Angel
to the rescue. Angel thinks Faith has a taste for murder. Wesley is a stupid head. Fight at the docks. Mr. Trick is dead. No!
No!
Faith had better be planning a double-cross sting operation of the mayor, and that's all the notes I have. I wanna shoot. Ooh.
The whole day.